Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you a short experience sharing article entitled "The Power of DAFA Eliminates My Jealousy" by a Falun DAFA practitioner. The article was published on the Minghui website on July 7th, 2022. When I was reading the file recently, I read the following. Master said in his teachings from a tour of North America, quote, "Think about it. Why did beings from distant cosmic bodies come here? Because Fa rectification was going to take place in the cosmos, and they are representatives of the extremely massive groups of beings in distant cosmic bodies and colossal firmaments. They came here to establish a karmic relationship with Master, so as to ensure that in Fa rectification, they wouldn't be left out amidst the reconstruction of the entire cosmos. Their goal was to allow the sentient beings there to be saved. Massive, countless groups of beings are over there. Those people who are able to sign pledges with me don't have simple backgrounds either. They also came from huge cosmic bodies. If their levels were really high, think about it, don't they too represent gigantic cosmic bodies? There are also some who are students that entered while the Fa was being spread this time, and most of them came from really high levels, too." End quote. As I read Master's words, my jealousy disappeared instantly. I have read this teaching many times, but I've never felt this way before. There doesn't seem to be content related to jealousy in this part of the Fa. So why did my jealousy disappear all of a sudden? Here is what I understand at my level. Jealousy often arises from self-centeredness, where we put ourselves on a higher plane and think we are better than others. When others surpass us in some way, we feel uncomfortable and unbalanced. What kind of mindset is this? It is a person who isolates himself from the outside world with invisible selfishness, with only himself in the circle. He only knows his relationship with certain people at that moment, but he does not know where he and other beings came from and where they will go in the future. So he compares his ability in a certain aspects with others at this time, and if he can't beat others, he begins thinking about how to undermine them. When Master talked about the origin of DAFA practitioners, the huge concept of celestial bodies immediately disintegrated my self-notions. Once I broke through the small circle of self, I instantly felt that jealousy is so ridiculous and ignorant. I also realized that people cannot be compared with each other. Just as Master said, some came from the distant cosmic bodies and colossal firmament. Some signed pledges with Master at different levels. And some came from other higher levels. There are indefinable levels among DAFA practitioners alone, and different levels have different levels of wisdom. So how can we compare one person to another? We can only marvel at the vastness and prosperity of the infinite beings in this universe and praise the supreme wisdom and great compassion of the Creator. Looking at the overall situation from the perspective of the Fa, life from top to bottom, from macro to micro, from inside to outside the three realms is a natural state, and each of us is part of it. Master told us in solid cultivation in Hongyin to compare in studying, compare in cultivating. This is the great wisdom that DAFA has given us. We learn from each other's strengths and help each other. This is a mechanism of Dafa's harmony, and it is a pure energy that guarantees the virtuous circle and ascension of life. And what does jealousy do? It is envious of the good and able. It causes people to sabotage each other, mount personal attacks, and even instigate violence, which is a kind of vicious accumulation and degradation of life, a destructive and devastating negative energy. Jealousy is terrifying, and we must eliminate it through cultivation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.